Item I overlooked including in our order of service today was that we do have the boys and girls, members of our church school with us for a few moments before they go to a holiday party that's being prepared for them up in the auditorium. I'd like to invite them to join me for a few moments, those who would like to come forward at this time. Hi. How you doing today? Okay, take a seat. You can sit from the stand here. How are you today?
Good.
Looks good. I like the red. Goes with the red. Yeah, your bear. Nice bear. You got that bear yesterday. Okay. Hey, it looks like Jake. It's good to see you guys this morning. I know in just a few minutes you're going to be going up to the auditorium over here to have the have your holiday party that some of your teachers and other people on the Religious Education Committee have been working to plan for you, and I know you're going to have a very good time this morning. I wanted to spend just a couple of moments to have a few of my own words with you. I know some of you, I want to thank some of you helped us decorate the sanctuary here. It looks very nice, looks good. All that greenery there to remind us that there is still green, there's still life, even though the earth is very cold and kind of dark and sort of dead looking right now. People from the very earliest times, human beings, put greenery around their rooms this time of year to remind them of that. You know, we celebrate a lot of times. God, can't you just say that, everybody? We celebrate a lot of things this time of year. We celebrate the beginning of the new light after the 21st of December as the sun begins to rise a little higher in the sky. And again, people have always celebrated that. Jewish friends on that same day will celebrate a birthday called Hanukkah, the rededication of their temple in Jerusalem after it had been taken away from them for a time. Celebrate the birth of Jesus, someone who's born in very humble circumstances, but yet who grew up and lived a life and taught us how we are to live and take care and be loving to one another. All kinds of very important celebrations this time of year. Now, I know a lot of you going to be getting presents here by another week, right? Yeah, so am I. Yeah, I know you're all looking forward to that. I'm always looking forward to that. I want to just think about what I just said, though. I want to suggest presents that you give to one another throughout the year that also reflect what this season is about. I hope over the next week, as Christmas comes, you'll be thinking of some ways that you can be especially kind, and especially caring, and especially loving to other people. I said we celebrate the birth of Jesus. He was one who taught us how to be kind and loving and helpful to other people. Think about those kinds of gifts. Think about how you give the gift of caring, how you give the gift of kindness, how you give the gift of love to your friends and your family. And when you're getting all your other presents, I hope that you will think about how you can give those kinds of presents as well. And then it will be a really good and true holiday celebration. Thank you for being with us this morning. We hope you enjoy yourself. You can go party.